Let us pray, shall we?
This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your holy word spoken.
I don't know, I'm struggling because from the reader, reading the song, the praise, my teaching is already said from those things. And I don't know what am I going to add again, but let's be conducted by the Holy Spirit. Last week, Andy told us about the parable, the attitude of the unjust judge to that woman. God is a just Father who gave us everything. Whoever asked Him, He's there to give us. Whoever asked the Holy Spirit, God gave them. So the Holy Spirit is guiding us, is leading us to the kingdom of God. And today, Jesus is giving us another parable. It is, again, the attitude. Our attitude. Which attitude should we get when we are praying? How should we go in front of our Father? How should we conduct ourselves? Prayer. When we are praying, we are asking to God. Jesus is telling us about two people. Where they are going, not in what kind of house, but in the temple, let's say today in the church, they are praying, and there are Pharisees and the tax collector. A Pharisee, those high people, those few people in the Jew community, those who knows the laws, those who wrote the scripts that other people have to read, those who are every day reading the law, and the tax collector, a rejected guy that we see no value in the society because he has got nothing special. And the Pharisees stood there, starts, "Lord, I praise you first because I'm not like other people. I do this. I fast twice a week. I give my tenth. I give my tithe. I do this, do that." Yes. For him, he was a righteous guy. He did what? More than what the law asked, because the law said you have to fast once a year. But for him, he fasted twice a week. And he gave, the law said you have to give your tenth or some income. But for him, he gave tenth of all his income. So he did more than what the law requested. He is a righteous Jew who obeys the law, who believes in God, who did good things. Yes, it is the same with us. Reading the scripture, doing good things. But we have to ask ourselves, where is going his prayer? "God, I do this, I do that, I do that." There is no the name of God there. What the sound here is, I did this. He's praising himself, not God. by counting what he's doing. But yes, you are doing that. Is God counting what he's doing to you? Is God counting the breath of life that he puts within you? But you are there praising yourself what you are doing. Where is his sin? Doing good? Yes. But where is the sin? The sin comes from his praising himself. The sin comes is what? Judging others. Brother, where's got the Bible? Please, can we read in Matthew 7, verses 1 to 2? Anyone got the Bible to read? Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 2. What is said in the Bible? No Bible in the church. We have got the church Bibles in, down there. Anyone with a Bible, please? Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 2. What he say in the Bible? Yes. Amen. Do not judge, because the way you judging people, you'll be judged. And these Pharisees are judging others. God, I'm not like them. And especially like that tax collector. He's judging others. And he disobeyed God. Let us go again to the Bible. Matthew chapter 23, verses 23. What did he say there? Matthew 23:23. Amen. You hypocrite, like you, city. You give your tenth. Yes. But there is no mercy. These are Pharisees. Doesn't like people. He's doing this without love. I'm not like them. I do this, I do that. But Jesus said, you have to do first mercy. Where's your mercy? These Pharisees despise other people. Didn't love them. Like you, like this. I'm not like them. But listen, the tax collector is stood there, far behind there, praying, Lord, have mercy on me, sinner. He could not even lift up his eyes to look, as we are doing all. But he said there, Lord, have mercy on me. He knew that he was a sinner. He knew that he wanted God's mercy. He confessed his sins. What he's saying, God, I'm nothing without you. And starting saying, this is the hair I breathe. This is the hair I breathe. Your holy presence in me. And I'm lost without you. Without you, I'm lost. I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. We have to ask ourselves today, which side are we? The Pharisee side or the tax collector side? He said, I'm not like those people, like them. This is what's happening today in our life. We are saying, I'm not like them, because they haven't got the same conviction with me. I'm not like them, because they haven't got the same political opinion like me. I'm not like them, because they haven't got the sexual orientation like me. I'm not like them because they haven't got the same color with me. Look, read everyday newspaper. What is written because about other people who are not like us? those people coming, getting our jobs. Those people coming, doing this in our country. Those people doing that. Or they are not. They have got not the same sexual orientation than us. This is what's happening in our daily life. We have just to blame that Pharisee. Oh, it was that time there. But it's now. The word of God is a living word. Now it's happening in our society. The same thing that these Pharisees say is doing is what we are doing. What we are doing. Because he's not like us. Yeah. But when we say he's not like me, when I denied someone, I denied myself. I deny myself. When I show you one thing, to myself comes back what? For who is the worst? You or me? It's me. When I deny someone, I deny myself. I'm not like them. Yes, I am. I am something else. So I am. Nowadays, there are many people. We are coming, sitting in the church, praying, worshipping, jumping. Yes, we are doing everything. But there is something missing with us. Love. The word of God is not the word of theory of doing this, doing that. You see, it is about love. That Father loves us. He sent his son who humbled himself to come down to save us, to bring us together. People are coming to the temple, to the church to pray, but they are not worthy of the kingdom of God. When we open the heart of everybody here, you know what you are thinking about someone else. What you are thinking? Yes. We have not to lie, we have to say the truth. We are also hypocrites like those people. Because what happened that time is happening now. A true prayer must humble us to love others the most. If the prayer doesn't bless the one praying, it is not likely to bless others. No. Prayer. We have to humble ourselves and praise not us, but the one who gave us everything. When we read in Psalm here 103, we say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Who are you blessing? Who are we blessing? Ourselves? Who are we praising? Ourselves, or we are praising the Lord? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. My soul, bless the Lord. Not my soul, praise yourself. We have to humble ourselves. Like this tax collector. He needed God's mercy. We need God's mercy. We have to confess our sin. Humble ourselves. Praise the Lord, not ourselves. The question is, which side are we standing? Who are we praising? The side of Pharisees, who knows the law, who obeys the law, but who is praising himself? Or we have to humble ourselves like the tax collector to seek for God's mercies. Amen.